The Hideous Creature Show.
Hi, I'm Gary. At the one and only Gary's Mattress. Now with locations in Koreatown and Little Tokyo. We are karate are chopping up prices. I just saw for you.
Even we would buy it.
At Gary's Mattress, we're blowing up prices. Yay, yay, yay.
Man on horse, bring goat. For treatment at Gary's Mattress, I'd be very surprised. We're scalping prices.
If you find a mattress at a better price, I'll kick a puppy and punch a kitten just for you.
Yegga goes in the yegga hole. Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Saturday, April 16th, 2011, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
And my name is Jenny.
And my name is Pat.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode 91. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets. Question, Jenny?
Yes, sir.
How hungover were you after last week's show?
Really, really hungover.
I'm glad. Because you were fucking wasted.
I want to make a formal apology. Three, actually. First apology is to our listeners. Sorry, I was on a fucking tear. It was like I hadn't drank ever in my life.
Right. Go ahead. Finish your shit and then I'm going to come in.
Number two is to June for constantly taking his punchline on every story he was telling. I would come in and just fucking wreck it.
Okay, then I don't have anything to say.
Okay, well, you can elaborate on it. And third to Patrick, because June told me that it took him 3 hours to edit the second half of the show.
It wasn't even the second half. It was 30 minutes.
Because I was so drunk that every time he wanted to cut something, I would be over the top of it.
We get to a point that was great, and then I'd be like, can I go a little bit further?
So, anyways, there's that.
Yeah, I was listening to the show coming home from work the other day, and every time I was telling a story and setting up for the punchline, Jenny came in, just busting it out.
And what was that, post-edit?
That was post-edit.
Yeah, I was Edward Scissorhands.
Well, this is something that Jenny, you did that time, and I've done it before, where I got too drunk on the show, and we're trying to grow up as internet broadcasters to make our show a little bit, you know, the continuity in the show kind of flow a little bit better.
Yes.
So, Patrick, I have a question for you now.
Yeah, sure.
Should there be penalties for this?
Well, and I say this, Jenny, out of a place of love, but June was watching TV while I was editing the show, and I know at one point he just started laughing because it was probably my 30th fucking Jenny.
And all I heard, I could hear it out of his, he had headset on at the time, and I could hear,
I love it.
And I was just like, yeah, it was a difficult thing, because I think that you were bringing up some really good topics, but I was listening to it and going, oh, God.
Well, I want to say that, because June and I have talked about this and previously, that June and I know each other so well that I really can't finish his sentences sometimes.
Yes, that's true.
And when I get, like, I was just so excited to be here last week that it was like I couldn't wait until you finished the thought, so I needed to finish it for you.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I didn't do it to be anything but, I was way too fucking excited.
You were excited and you were drunk. And for a lot of people that nobody knows this shit, before we do the show, we will come up with the ideas and stuff. And then we all kind of go to our corner and write down ideas and stuff that we're going to do for the show. And during that process, if you're totally jazzed to do the show, you get so amped and you get so excited, and I've done it too. And then you get the beer flowing in you, and you just all of a sudden I'm saying me as well.
Absolutely.
Is that, you know, I've been drunk on the show before. Maybe once.
Maybe one time.
And so, yeah, I get overzealous. You get overzealous. Patrick, when you get overzealous, you just kind of shut up.
Yeah.
Which is delightful. Because you're like,
for June and I, more camera time for us.
Right. But you have like more of a brain than Jenny and I do when we get drunk.
It's actually off type too. Because
I was in Montana the week before too.
Got
and
off
so
already.
I got so excited to see you guys because it had been like almost 2 full weeks since I'd seen you. So I went fucking guns blaring.
And they were raging. That's why you were Annie Oakley.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why.
So back to your point is penalties.
Right.
That's right.
So what I'm thinking for people that don't know and nobody knows is that we're shopping the show around to get on some other internet programs that are floating around with like big names and stuff. And so we're kind of we realized that we, you know, our content's kind of there and we have we actually have a show now.
Right.
And there's some big name people that
I want to give you an update. Pauly Shore's people haven't they sent me an email. They sent me an email, but it was kind of like, oh, we'll check.
We'll check down.
We haven't checked it.
Thank you for sending it.
It was like that job application. Thank you for sending it. We'll review and let you know.
Well, this is kind of a biodome-esque situation here.
I would go a little bit more Encino, man.
Yeah. We're all Neanderthals. Yeah. Thank you.
We're all Brendan Fraser.
But so we're shopping the show around and last week we had the idea. And of course, last week's show was just, you know, I got drunk too.
I thought last week was going to be like the best best of shows. I think, and I think
maybe it was the best of what not to do.
I think it was. It was a learned curve.
That was good.
So your point is that we got our content is there, but maybe our talent needs to be worked on.
And no, you want a penal system to be implied.
Okay, what I'm saying is that the talent's here. We have a good idea for what our show is now. We're sticking to the content, but I like to drink. Jenny, you love to drink.
I hate to
drink. Patrick, you're already drunk. So I'm thinking that if you're drunk on the show, the next week you have to hit the ab slide.
Can you say that again?
After you're drunk on a show and you're here, you have to hit the ab slider. So for instance, if I'm the drunk one, I'm going to have to hit the ab slider.
The following week.
Right. And
we'll determine it.
And if Jenny's drunk, she has to hit the ab slider. But Patrick, you're never that drunk. And now we actually put Patrick to work doing the sound so bad that I don't think he can get drunk and do it. So Jenny, I was thinking of like what kind of, how we're going to distribute justice. But I'm saying you got to do 20 ab slides.
Now?
Right now. Wait.
That's not cool because of last week.
Yeah.
That's retroactive. That's not cool. That's like saying, okay, you know, it wasn't illegal last week to jaywalk, but now we're going to make you hang out with mother-in-law.
You know what? I'm going to take it like a man.
Don't do it.
See that?
No. I'm going to take it like a man.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Because
if we're going to put this rule in place, I'm not going to be a pussy. I'm going to take my lumps.
Right. Get on that ab slider.
And I'm going to like it.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say just 20 because I think you'd be killed if more. So Jenny's moving on to the ab slide. Here, wait. You got to turn around so we can see you.
This is also
there
really...
we go. Okay. So Jenny's getting into ab slide position and she's going to crank
out
20. 20
we trust. Anyway, I was in Hot Topic today.
Wait.
Can
you hear that?
Yes.
She's on three.
I was in Hot Topic today, and I was noticing that there was this probably 40 to 47-year-old woman who was dressing like she was 16 years old.
See, Patrick, that's not fair, because I would choose that as a douchebag. Jenny's on 10.
She's not going down far enough. I only count 7.
Is it stinging, bitch? Hey, Lippy, take it. 15. Those abs are going to be like, she's going to look like Fabio.
17.
Oh, she's on 17.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, anybody, why would you go to Hot Topic? I had this question to you. Do they have like old Smiths like t-shirts and shit?
I think they did maybe like 5 or 6 years ago. They would have like a Morrissey old shirt and they try to make it look like a tour shirt. I don't know. I haven't really gone into Hot Topic.
I'm going to throw up.
All right, Jenny, how does it feel? That's bad shit, right?
Feels like justice.
Rich, rich, creamy justice. Bowls and bowls of rich, creamy justice, Jennifer.
Feels like I'm going to fit in my wedding dress.
But about the Hot
That's
Topic.
That's not good. Jenny's going to be getting drunk all
One
the time
sec.
Now.
Finish out the Hot Topic thing. Douchebag. Anybody that buys their shit at Hot Topic, it's called Hot Topic, right?
Hot Topic, yeah.
Okay, so it's not Hip Hop Topic?
No.
So it's more of like a, it's more of, I've walked past it at the mall.
It's not called Hot Tropicana either.
But like why douchebags to go in there? That's a douchebag.
I don't mind if you're under, if you can't vote, you're allowed to go to Hot Topic.
I agree.
But if you have a bunch of kids and she had, you could tell she had a couple of kids. She wasn't in there with them, but she was just like, started up like she was 16 and kind of going like for the Avril Lavigne look after Avril Lavigne like took off all the eyeliner. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
She just
fuck that.
I just looked at her. I'm like, really? I was in there to look for like Mario t-shirts for 10-year-olds.
Didn't adults used to buy cars when they thought that they were going, you know, down slope instead of going to Hot Topic and buying like what the hair color bullshit to make their hair blue
or
whatever.
They need to get a dog collar to spice up their wardrobe.
That's true.
I hate that store. I think it's stupid.
You know what I hate?
I hate the
ab
slider.
Slide.
Okay, so you just busted out 20. How do you feel?
I feel
invigorated.
I feel, well, maybe. The beers just got sloshed around in my belly a little bit more than I liked. God. But I'm doing okay.
All right, justice served.
Next week I'll let you know how I feel tomorrow morning when I try to get myself out of bed.
Well, you know, 20, you'll feel 20 tomorrow for
sure.
Oh,
I will.
You're going to feel it, and I think it's going to be a reminder.
You also did it on that weird rug that's on the carpet, so it probably like caught a little bit.
I had to work extra hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, on the show, we have our topic of the week. We have our winners for episodes 90s douchebags. We have a whole new clutch of douchebags for you guys.
I like clutch.
And we're going to play some movie madness, which I was wondering, Patrick, could we get a little taste of that?
I'm happy that Waffle House was okay with me coming here to talk to y'all about my day today. And y'all, that's pretty much, in a shell, what it's like to manage a Waffle House. Ma'am, I don't know what else you want me to say to them, and I'm also going to need to know where your commode's at.
Okay, let's give a round of applause.
Have you ever been to a Waffle House?
Well, I've been to the Hotcake House. Is
no,
that the same?
No, Waffle House. When I was
it's a chain.
Yeah, when I was in Tennessee, they had a Waffle House. It's like an A-frame. Oh, it's delightful.
Do you want one more?
Yes, please.
Sometimes when it's late at night, I dress up like Donna Summers. You know, I put on the skirt and the 4-inch heels, man. I love it. Last chance, romance for love.
I like it. Hey, for anybody that doesn't know, we play a game here on the Hideous Creature Show called Movie Madness, where Patrick picks a movie out, and Jenny and I try to guess what the movie is by him playing clips throughout the show. And what's fun is you, as a listener, can also play along. I have no idea what
I don't
it is.
Either. I don't know quite yet, but I like the clips so far. They're funny.
So I know the actor, the last actor in that last
the audio Donna Summer.
That was the guy from Green Mile, the big brother.
Michael Duncan Clark?
Yeah.
Jesus, Patrick. You ever work with him?
No, unfortunately not.
He's going to meet him later.
Patrick works in the
in the industry.
He works in the industry.
Not really. not in that industry, not in the famous people industry.
The porn industry.
So it has to do with I
Donna
can't,
Summers.
No, but I just can't think of the movie at all. I mean, I'm
stumped no so far.
All right, so why don't we jump into topic of the week for episode 91 of the Hideous Creature Show. Okay, so this week for episode 91, we've had a couple emails, we've had a couple calls about us always kind of distributing who we think is the douchebag of the week. And what we thought is, well, we are going to share our stories of when we were douchebags for everybody. Patrick, do you want to go first?
Yeah.
He sounds really excited about it.
I know there are many douchebag things I've done as an adult, but they don't get me as much as when I was in the eighth grade. And how old are you in the eighth grade?
14.
Like 14?
14.
I was sitting in my locker at Runlet Junior High School, and this kid, Doug, I want to say his last name was like Heindler or Heinken.
Started with a Nazi.
No, he wasn't a Nazi. He was actually what I would have classified as a buzzard, and I want to know actually what buzzards were. People that listened to fucking metal and smoked cigarettes.
I've never heard buzzard.
No, of course you haven't. It's a New Hampshire thing. Huh. What were the people that listened to, like, they listened to like Warrant and Warrant and like Poison.
Heshers.
They were Heshers. Okay, we just call them buzzards. They smoked cigarettes. They wore leather jackets. They had their girlfriends had teased hairs and pegged their jeans.
Holy shit! I was a Hesher.
You were a Hesher, for sure.
Doug was like a Hesher's little brother. He was like a buzzard's little brother. And he was just like running down the hallway and yelling at some chick whose probably name was Crystal or Tammy. And I was standing by my locker.
Becky.
No, Becky's more of the white thing. Becky,
you have
more
something
of
against Tammys.
I know. What's up with you and hating Tammys?
You hate Tammys. You do.
You know my cousin's name's Tammy.
We've gone
and
over
she's a Hesher.
This.
Yeah. But New England Tammys are different. Like, especially Tammys from Maine. It sounds like a toothpaste. So he's running down the hallway, and I did this thing where I was sitting in the hallway, and I look out, and like people are, and he's running down the hallway, and he's kind of got a free trail, but I just kind of say, like, not to myself, but I don't shout it out, but I say it loudly, "Hey, check this out," and I stuck my foot out, and I fucking tripped him, and when I tripped him, his ankle hit my leg, and he went down and face, boom, right like on that.
Holy,
remember that
horrible hallway?
The hallway that has like, it has 2 centimeters of carpet, and underneath it's just pure cement.
You had carpet in your school?
Yeah. What the fuck kind of prima donna school you go to?
It was just covering the concrete, and he just hit it hard, and you heard like a.
You heard all his money hit because you're in a rich school.
Exactly.
He didn't have any money. He was a buzzard or a Hesher, whatever the fuck you
buzzard.
Call
it. Buzzard. Oh, my God.
I've never heard buzzard
before. I love
before.
Buzzard.
That's what they're called.
Was there blood? There buzzard blood?
He had like a – when he – the thing is he hit it and it made like a sound. It wasn't like a thwack, but it made like this weird echoing sound. And the thing that as soon as he hit, everyone stopped in the halls and laughed at him.
Oh,
really horribly. They just laughed at him, and he got up and he looked at me, and I'm looking at him and he looks fine.
I'm sorry. He there was no blood or anything like that.
When he walked away, he had a little bit of blood coming out of his
rug rash or something like that.
No, probably. It was like he had like a bloody nose, like something jarred loose from that.
Okay, so when he looked at you,
It looked at me like, why the fuck did you do that? Like, I didn't really even know this guy. Like, we didn't hang out. It wasn't like we were enemies. I just was like, oh, it's that guy. You know?
What? Check this out.
I think it was a lower class. Like, I had like this 14-year-old like caste system.
You were in the hierarchy.
I was, even though I wasn't.
Did you think for a moment in your eighth grade mind, like, check this out, and you're thinking, if I do this, I'm going to totally be a cool kid?
I'll be cooler than I was.
Right.
Definitely. And he looked at me and went,
it's a power move.
What? Like, he didn't even say anything. He just looked at me, and he didn't look at me like he was going to kick my ass. He just walked away, and that's
when
I noticed blood.
He looked at you
like,
why? And, why, Patrick Williams? Why?
And this bothered me for so long.
You know what? You know he still dwells with that. Why? Every time he meets somebody named Patrick, I bet he references that.
I met him.
awesome.
I didn't meet him. I saw him in a
singles
bar.
Party.
I saw him in
at
a bar.
Key party.
I was probably 26, 27. I saw him in a bar. And he goes, "Hey, man, you're Pat." And I go, "Yeah, you're Doug, right?" And he goes, "Yeah, do you remember we went to junior high school together?" And I went, and I just, and I had waited.
Maybe
I had waited
actually...
13 years. I had waited 13 years for this. And I go, I just felt the, I'm like, whatever he says to me, I
did
got
your wiener
coming.
Shrink?
I, a little. It,
yeah,
it's,
your balls
it, it
went up inside
it
you.
It went
no,
right back
seriously,
up.
Seriously,
yeah.
Seriously. Like, when this happens to men, and you're confronting something from the past, your dick will shrink sometimes.
It goes
out of just thinking the guy's going to punch you right in your dick.
And I'm sitting there going, like, I always just felt bad about this. Immediately, I was like, oh, this will make me cool. That didn't make me cool. That made me just feel
right.
horrible. And he looks at me and goes, "Yeah, I remember you. You play guitar, right?" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah." And he just goes, "Yeah, you were pretty cool."
You know what?
And I looked at him and I was like, what?
You know what? You carried this shit around with you for all these years, and he probably didn't. He probably didn't even remember.
I
that.
Wanted to say to him, "Do you remember that time I tripped you
it's
in
It's good
eighth
that
grade?
You didn't.
And he would have looked at me and go, "No, but why the fuck did you do that?" I was just...
You carried... And you know what? You got yours because you carried it around with you for so many years feeling shitty. You meet him and he's like the coolest guy ever.
I did the... Well...
And you're like, oh, hey, Doug, thanks for not fucking being a dick about the fact that I was a total douche to you.
My conscience did the ab slider to my soul over 13 years, you know?
That's a pretty...
That's like 1,300 ab slides.
But that is a total douchebag move.
It was just a dick thing.
But hey, that's actually crazy that you brought that up, that he doesn't remember
no.
it or he blocked it or whatever, but Patrick's been carrying it
yeah.
around forever. And I know that's happened to me before.
Me too. Me too.
That's,
for real.
That's fucked up psychological bullshit. That's psychological warfare.
And you think like, oh God, this kid is fucking, this is just haunted him
and
for
if
his
he hits
whole
me,
life.
He has every
you
right
know?
To.
Right. Like you were prepared
well, I,
for the worst.
I'm not so fucking high on myself that I thought he carried it around, but I was just like, oh, it's you. Hey, you remember that
right,
one
like
fucking
he's gonna
time?
Remember.
Like I'm not sitting there going, oh God, I got 8 girls pregnant because of you. I'm not looking at it like that.
Right.
So on a scale, let's do these on scales.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think his douchebaggery is?
I don't know. I'm gonna
and wait one sec before I say this. I noticed that Patrick said his was when he was young. Jenny's, I know yours is young.
It's
mine's young. So taking that out of the equation.
Okay. Well, see, that's what I was gonna say.
I don't know
I was
your
gonna,
twos.
I was gonna. Well, no, I don't know June's either. He doesn't know mine.
But I mean,
but I was gonna preface it with, I'm gonna give him this because he's young.
Right.
But if we're taking that out of the equation. I'm gonna say a 7.5 on douchey.
I'm going a solid 8.
Cause that was pretty much like why there was no reason
yeah.
to do that.
If I was younger than 14, if I was like 11 or 12, I might say like 7 is passable. I'm gonna say it's like an 8.9. No, I'll say it's 8.5.
You don't get to vote anyway.
Yeah,
so
I'll go with
I'm
8.
Saying, I'm saying a solid 8.
I'll go 8.
A hard
I was going to say 7.5. I'll go 8.
All right. Jenny, what's
okay.
yours?
Okay, mine is
I
also...
Yeah.
You got to be in douchiness. Mine is also 8th grade.
Oh, and you're a girl, so you automatically have a 9. That's her baseline.
Mine is a different sort of scenario.
Girls go to 12.
But I thought long and hard about this when we came up, when we tried to think of what douchey, and I was laying in bed one night and this came to me, and it was almost like I'd kind of blocked it out myself because I'm not proud of it, but it's totally a different level than this. So me and two of my girlfriends, when we were in the 8th grade, we decided that we were environmentalists. Okay. And I
your lesbian phase.
And I stopped eating. This is the first time I ever stopped eating meat in my life. But that meant I just ate like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches all the time because I didn't know how to be a vegetarian. But me and my two girlfriends decided that we were going to. It was Earth Day and we were going to have a booth at the fair. I'm not even fucking kidding. And this was in Montana, in Hamilton, Montana. We were going to have a booth at Earth Day and we were going to raise money and we were going to send it to the World Wildlife Federation. Our parents were behind us. They thought it was great. So,
you little angels.
We right. And we actually, I'm not even fucking kidding, the local paper did a little write-up on us. We all met in the library and they interviewed us about how we were changing, how we were going to help to change the environment. And they interviewed us about what we were going to try to do. And, you know, we really love dolphins, like all this crap that you think is, you know, we really care about the issues and we're going to talk about it. And okay,
I'm enthralled.
So here, that's the background of the story. So we had a booth.
I never got you as a hippie chick.
Oh, I totally was.
Okay. What are you talking about? What was her nickname?
Yeah, Gypsy Lynn.
Gypsy Lynn, motherfucker.
I wanted to change my name to Gypsy, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, she's working for the dolphins.
So we had a booth, me and my two girlfriends, and we had a jar out, like, we wrote to the World Wildlife Federation. We got flyers and things so we could have, you know, we could make people aware of what was going on in the world. Like, we didn't even know what the fuck we were doing. So we had a jar and we were raising money and we were going to send it to the World Wildlife Federation. And most of the money that ended up in the jar was from our parents. Like, they, right? So people would walk by and talk to us. Like, we knew what we were talking about at
all. So you had like 8 facts straight and you just like kind of bounced
right,
on those
exactly.
Every time somebody come around.
So
it's the way I live my life right now.
So here's that's the beginning of what happened. So we raised, I think, $120, maybe not even that much. And so we're like, okay, kick ass. We're going to send this in to the World Wildlife Federation and we're going to fucking make a difference or whatever. We're in the fucking paper. So me being an eighth grader procrastinated and I didn't send the money in and I didn't send the money in. And over time, me and my best girlfriend, Elisa, we were kind of entering into our bad girl phase. We would slowly dip into the fund.
Oh, a little bit here, a little bit there type of thing.
And what we would buy with the money was cigarettes, mostly.
Yeah.
So the point of the story is, in the end, I didn't send a dime to the World Wildlife Federation. And I basically spent $120 that we had raised and fucking bought beer, cigarettes, whatever the hell, gas money from my car for Elisa and I to go get said beer and cigarettes. And I never, ever told the other two girls that I didn't send the money in.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
So they thought that you were the Good Samaritan and actually did something, and you didn't.
I didn't.
That's awesome.
And not only did I not I send that. It in, but I bought fucking cigarettes with it, which are horrible for the environment. They probably got in a dolphin's blowhole and killed it with
probably.
The butts.
Like a whole bunch of like 8 or 9 butts right in
yeah.
That blowhole.
So to this day, I still, you know, and what I will say is that I have definitely made donations in my adult life to several organizations, and maybe I've made up for it in my life.
You can't say that.
But no, okay, I retract
that. There's no taking
that.
It back.
I retract it.
She can say that.
No, she can't take it back. She was a douchebag and took money. She stole.
And the whole time I was doing it, like, was like, I'd take a 20 here, take a 20 there. And I was like, God, I'm totally going to put this money back. I'm going to put it right back.
So you had good intentions still, but
right.
You were still like skimming.
So yeah, I took
and
money.
And what's funny now is you're an accountant.
I'm not really an accountant. I'm a fake accountant.
So what's our scale on this one? 1 to 10.
I'm going to say 6.
See, I think you started off with good intentions.
But we also started out being kind of high and mighty, like, we know about the environment.
Well,
I mean,
see, that's a 10. That's a 10
place.
Right
exactly.
There.
Yeah, but how old were you?
14.
So it cuts it down to about a 5.
I'm giving it a 7.5.
Okay.
Because
I'm going to give it a 6.
Because you went in with the good intentions, but the douchebag in you
came out.
It came out like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde type of thing, and you spent all the money on cigarettes and getting mm-hmm. high and buying
yeah, I
beer.
Think we might have bought a bag of weed with it, too. Who knows?
Of course you did.
Well, you were trying to save the environment.
I wanted to think globally and act locally. Okay, June, what about you? What do you got?
I had an idea for one, but it's not going to work. I was thinking of one when I was like 7. But I don't think that's going to
work.
I think my douchebaggery elevated into my 20s.
Yeah, 7 years old is a little too young, I think, for you don't know what you're doing at that age. You know what I mean?
That and, you know, this is not going to help me get a girlfriend. Not that anybody that listens to the show would ever date me. But,
okay. It's a catch, ladies.
I date you.
When I was in my my 20s, I played a lot of music and we did a lot of shows and stuff. And there was a lot of women that I would meet. And this sounds kind of like egotistically douchebaggy, too. Like me talking about it alone is douchebaggy.
It was 12 years ago.
So back then, I would, you know, meet a lot of women and go home with a lot of women and stuff. And at the time, I had this, like, I don't think it's a fetish, but it was something I always did whenever there was, like, I had a one-night stand or whatever. I would steal their mayonnaise and their ketchup and their condiments when I left in the morning.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'd have mayonnaise at home or whatever, but I'd look and see their mayonnaise and go, that's mine now.
You're like a trophy killer.
Or their mustard and go, ooh, French's. So, zoink.
Okay, did you ever revisit, meaning did you ever find out the aftermath that from the girls that they were like, dude, I don't know what happened, but
yeah,
all
there's
my...
a support group for girls missing condiments, Jenny.
They were like,
you ever run into any of these girls again and they ever asked you about the condiments?
Honest to God, I was back in those days, I was so drunk, I barely remember, which even sounds more douchebaggish.
I knew June in those days, but I always had my mustard intact, if you know what I mean.
You were ready for your 4th of July party, which some of June's one-night stands weren't ready for.
Every picnic I ever had, June showed up with like 50 mayonnaises. I'm like, we're good to go, buddy.
Was it like a token? Like you needed a prize?
I think that's what it was. Like I needed, and I don't. None of my friends did it either. It wasn't like, mustard and mayonnaise did you come up with at the end of the month? It was just something I did. I guess their fridge and grab random pickles or mustard or mayonnaise or ketchup or whatever
I guess
it was.
Some guys steal panties. June steals pickles.
I'd rather go on June's thing.
Use them? Did you make sandwiches?
Oh, yeah,
with them
I'd use them. I just never bought condiments then.
When you're leaving,
that's how I knew my sex life was good, is when I could make a good sandwich.
You leave in the morning.
You can make a whole potato salad.
She's still sleeping or she's in the shower and you're like, here's my chance. Like you put on your pants, you grab your shoes. You go by the kitchen, you just open it up and go pluck, 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 and then leave?
Well, usually, yeah, like I'd wake up and I was still, you know, probably drunk from the night before and make my way into the kitchen and just take condiments.
Did you ever feel like a failure after you fucked a girl and you opened her fridge and she had nothing?
Cereal. I go for cereal.
You call Special K cereal? We got to do it again.
Yeah. Get some more groceries, and then I'll come over again.
That's what
bitch.
I would constitute for a second date. I'd be like, all right, we got to do this again. We got to go shopping.
We got to get some corn
So
pops.
At the time that you were doing this, did you tell other people that you had done it, or was it like your little dirty secret?
I think it was like a little dirty secret. It was like an unhealthy tick.
I like that better, actually, that you weren't bragging about your condiments.
No,
you were
just
keeping
them
to yourself.
On paper, this looks to me about like a 5 or a 6, but there's something weirdly psychological underneath
of it. Yeah, there's something a little bit dark.
That makes it really kind of creepy. This.
So, my question is, did you do it out of necessity for condiments because you were poor? Or, like, is that what it kind of ended up being?
I think he did it sometimes, but No, I think it turned into a habit.
It was passive aggressiveness. I was mad at women, and we'd have a night of mad sex, and then I'd take their stuff. I never took anything
valuable.
Did
you satisfy the ladies at least? Like, was it worth a mustard?
I don't know.
A couple mustards and a pepperoncini, maybe.
That's a Facebook game that should come out.
Right next to Mafia Wars.
How many mustards was he? He was a 4 mustard.
Was he worth that French's?
He was.
No, probably not.
Was he
not
worth that Grey Poupon? Oh, probably not. He was more like a French's.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I remember I loved condiments. You know, they were one of my favorite things. This is no joke. But I just always thought, like, I don't know. I have no idea
why
I did it.
There's something really twisted.
Is that like a Jack the Ripper type of characteristic?
I mean, you didn't harm them except for leaving them with dry sandwiches.
Tyler shaking his head or nodding his head yes.
So that's mine. And
you grew out of it.
I grew out of it. I buy my own condiments.
You're A-OK in my book.
But that's kind of...
But still,
I don't know. What do you guys think?
Like I said, it seems really harmless on the surface, innocuous. I kind of want to go like, I want to kind of go eight. Yeah,
like I stole money from the environment, but June stole musters from whores. So what's worse?
Hussies.
Hussies.
It's like, I think a one night stand is an understandable transaction. I'm going to come to your house. You're going to come to my house. We're going to fuck. We're going to be done. We're probably not going to see each other. If we are, boom. Like that's what it is. But now we have June running like the
hamburger. Oh my God.
Now I feel weird.
You know what I hope? You know what I would die?
Rob.
You know what I would live for if happened to you?
What?
Is if, let's say, in the next month you have a one night stand and you wake up and your fucking fridge is empty. I would fucking die.
Or the fridge is gone.
Then you know that's the girl you're going to marry.
Then you know you're free.
What am I, fucking Nell Carter or something?
You can let it
no,
go.
No, I'm saying she steals your fucking fridge. You wake up and
that's
you're
what
like,
I'm
no.
Saying. You don't let it go.
I was going to say Star Jones.
Let bygones be bygones.
Oh,
I
get
it.
The joke. Sorry, okay. I didn't understand the joke.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, man. It's weird.
You know what?
It's...
This is really embarrassing, actually. Well, this is really embarrassing for me to say because...
Jenny and I opened up about our childhood, like, fears or childhood.
I mean, I feel pretty shitty about mine that I did it, but it's still like, it still doesn't seem to be as weird as yours.
He was in his 20s. It was four
That's
years
what
ago.
I like the best. Yeah, it was 6 months ago. Yeah. It's in the past.
Going backwards.
No, I actually really feel. Am I blushing?
Yep.
A little bit.
Yeah, I feel that's like the most stupid thing in the world.
Do you have some palsy back?
Oh, God. June's face is paralyzed.
So what do you think?
I like
What's
it. I'm going to give it. I don't want to say eight just because I've given everybody else an eight. So I'm going to bump it up to a nine for fun.
I'm going to give it an 8.3.
But honestly, I don't care. I'm glad those bitches don't have any condiments. I think it's hilarious. Honestly, June, don't feel bad. That's
no.
Like, it's hilarious.
You saved them from getting fatter.
Yeah,
it's
get on my stupid bike and
joke.
Ride home.
I wish that I...
Just like Joe Satriani.
I wish that I would have been friends with one of those girls to be like, dude, I don't know what happened, but all my fucking... My mayonnaise gone, mustard's gone, what's up?
If somebody stole mayonnaise from your fridge, would you actually really notice it the next day? It would probably take about 2 weeks.
I would. I like mayonnaise a lot.
CSI condiments. That's a new one coming up on CBS.
So anyway. Looks like there's something more to this spread.
Yeah!
Oh.
All right. Well, why don't we get another movie madness out of you, Patrick, before we jump to fake break? Because I'm going to steal your fucking shit, too, after I chloroform your ass.
Hey there, boy. Man, you got big. How long's it been? 3-4 months?
10 years.
10 years? Man, I got to lay off the peyote.
I'm sorry. I hate to be redundant, but can I hear that one
I
again?
I would like
just
to hear it again as well.
Is that a pure hilarity?
Hey there, boy. Man, you got big. How long's it been? 3-4 months?
10 years.
10 years? Man. I got to lay off the peyote.
I still don't know what it is, but I like
That's
it.
That's delightful.
Okay, I got one more.
Hey! Grandpa, would you like to take us fishing and tell us life lessons and stories about your childhood?
I got a better idea. Why don't you boys go dig a hole and I'll get another beer?
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
Good call.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, my God.
I like it already,
Can
though.
We hear
We're watching
that one
it
again
after the
too,
show.
Please.
Yes.
No? Yes.
Grandpa, would you like to take us fishing and tell us life lessons and stories about your childhood?
I got a better idea. Why don't you boys go dig a hole and I'll get another beer?
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
Good call.
So we're going to jump into a fake break here. When we get back, we have our douchebags for. Episode 90. We have a whole new clutch of douchebags for you guys, and we're going to play a little bit more movie madness. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Some grand opening.
Well, still early yet.
Even our friends didn't come.
Well, there's nobody home, I guess this must be the wrong place.
Let's get together with a glass of Schlitz. The one great beer in Schlitz.
Free The beer that made Milwaukee famous simply because it tastes so good.
We have returned from fake break. Again, I think because of the springtime coming, I think our fake breaks are going to be longer and longer.
Yes, I'm going to be doing more and more ab slides, I think.
I think so, too. I think I'm going to give you in there, too, as well, Jenny. I got a little ahead of myself there. Patrick, can you give us a little movie Mattis loving, please?
Yes, I can.
So, I was talking to Nana on Saturday, and her birthday's coming up, but I don't know what to get her. She's going to be 88.
Get her a coffin.
Okay, I know who that is.
That's Kenneth.
That's Jack McBrayer. Do I get points for that, Pat?
She got some points, man.
Where'd you pulled that? She just totally schooled out of your ass,
Jack
Jenny.
McBrayer. I happen to have a huge crush on a weird Kenneth crush on Jack McBrayer.
For listeners that don't know, BT and Kenneth look a lot alike.
They look actually exactly.
Can I actually tell you something? BT does not watch 30 Rock, and whenever he does, he hates Kenneth. And I'm like, you have to be the devil to hate Kenneth. He's the best. He's the best character on 30 Rock, as far as I'm concerned. So Kenneth, Jack McBrayer.
So anyway, we're gonna move on into one more movie madness.
Yep.
Well, the teacher asked me what was capital of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I said Washington D.C.
Bingo,
nice.
She said, "No, you're wrong." I said, "You got a lumpy butt." She got mad at me and yelled it, and I pissed in my pants. And I never did change my pee pants all day. I'm just sitting in my dirty pee pants.
I went my bed until I was 19. There's no shame in that.
I don't know what this movie is, but it sounds awesome.
I don't either.
You guys know what this
either,
movie is.
But is that second actor Danny McBride? Eastbound and Down.
No,
Kenny. Okay. Kenny Powers.
Yeah,
it is not.
It's not.
I was thinking
okay.
it was that.
I thought.
Too.
I thought it might be.
So, just real quick before I put my foot in my mouth again, can I move on? Can
yes.
we move on?
Let's yep. move on.
Okay, so we're moving on to episode 90's winner for Douchebag of the Week. Our candidates were a Ninja Dad, and two was Man with Dead Body and Car, and three was Mother That Circumcised Her Son with a Box Cutter.
I hope she wins.
Jenny, what do you think won?
I hope it was the woman that fucking circumcised her boy alone because she read the Bible and decided that she needed to circumcise that little baby.
She read Zorro.
She actually
Patrick, who
she
do you
actually
think?
Remember
no,
that
I remember
being...
all of this. I wasn't blacked out. I was just wasted.
I second Jenny's emotion. It's the circumcision.
Well, you guys are right. 82% of the votes voted for a mother that circumcised her son with a box cutter.
I also like it because it was from Portland.
Pay us, bitch.
By the way, I think this is one of the first times that our listeners actually had a correct answer for who the real douchebag is.
I have to say they usually do get it right.
No, they don't. Yep. You guys are fucking animals.
I agree with Patrick. I think a lot
right.
of times they get it right.
Right.
If they either get it right or they're way off from what we think.
I'm not. You know what? There's so many on there that are so fucked up. Like the pastor that was fucking kids to cure them of their homosexuality.
Right, he didn't
that
win.
Was way off. They voted for somebody that like had a Pez dispenser
yeah, like
collection or something
candy
like
from
that.
A goat.
Anyway, well, let's move on into this week's episode of Douchebag of the Week for the 80s Creature Show, number 91.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
We have some wonderful, wonderful douchebags of the week. I would like to give you guys an audio tidbit for this week.
Oh.
As a contender.
Really?
...to the public tonight following the actions of a Portland mail carrier. The postman went to the bathroom on his route in someone's backyard. News Channel 8's Wayne Haverly has been following this bizarre story. Wayne?
Well, Joe, a Southeast Portland man saw it all from his living room window, and he took pictures to prove it. Don Durfler says his mailman did a lot more than just deliver the mail yesterday. He says the mail carrier defecated on the side of his neighbor's home on a concrete slab. After taking about 10 pictures of the act, he called the Postal Service to complain.
This is how
they respect our property? That's not right. And it's also a biohazard.
Okay, so Patrick, yours is a mailman in, by the way, Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
That on his delivery route delivered a turd to somebody's like backyard, right?
That was my favorite part. He delivered a little bit more than the mail.
They always have to do that.
A turd.
The guy that they interviewed, it wasn't even his yard. It was his neighbor's.
You mean
lot.
Durfler?
Durfler.
And the mail comes, you know, in the afternoon. What's this guy doing at his house?
Durfler's like, unemployed, I guarantee you.
He's in between, like, the Steve show and Jerry Springer or something like that?
He's in between his gig at Subway and his new gig at Taco Bell.
He obviously did not erupt his Judge Judy and People's Court enough to take 10 pictures of this.
10?
That's what he did.
Well, he's a shutterbug.
You're a mailman. You're walking around all day long. You really have no home base of operations other than your car. You're not going to shit in that. What do you do when you have to take a shit?
Okay, Patrick, I'm glad that you said this because honestly, the guy wouldn't have shit unless he really, really needed to go. I mean, it's not right to shit on somebody's concrete slab, obviously.
It's better than shitting on their face.
Or in your pants and have to go on the rest of your route. I mean, I think the guy probably wasn't being malicious. He probably really just had to fucking shit. And Durfler decides that he needs to take 10 pics of it and call the local news to get his 15 minutes of retard fame.
And his stupid lisp.
I agree. The man or woman, male. I don't know. It's a man.
I think it said it was a male.
Homeboy is walking around and he's got to take a shit. Maybe he went out. Maybe it was his 40th birthday the night before and got shit-faced with his friends. And shit in somebody's yard, I don't give a shit. I got homeless people living in my yard. They're probably poop trails all over the place.
Right,
like a habit trail in my yard right now. What I'm worried about is him wiping with the postcard that I sent to my mom while I was in Bermuda with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did he wipe with?
That's what I'm curious about.
My priority mail to the government. Hopefully.
Do you think that he's done this before and this is the first time he's got caught? Because I say yes. I don't have any
what,
problem
pooping?
With it.
No, I like to think that the guy really just had to go and he's having a shitty day, no pun intended, and he really had to just go. And he thought no one besides Durfler would catch him.
Yeah, okay.
I think that he's a habitual shitter. I think when he's off shift, he's shitting too.
So you're
maybe
looking at him
a
and
fetish shitter.
You're pulling for him to be the douchebag.
Oh, yeah, he's a douchebag, for sure. What I'm saying also is that you don't just shit in somebody's yard one time.
I think this is a buy side. I think this is Durfler.
He's by winning?
No, what? I think this is Durfler's the douchebag for taking pictures of him. And
I
not
too,
going,
kind
hey,
of.
Man, do you need to come in?
Being a tattletale?
Yeah.
Because that's a douchebag tendency right there.
Right, it is.
But I'm saying that the mail carrier maybe delivers mail in a normally, you know, like a blind community. And nobody ever sees him shitting anywhere.
Because we have a lot of those.
And all of a sudden
Portland.
He gets out and he has a little too much. You know, he goes to Wendy's one day and all of a sudden he's got to take a shit in somebody's yard.
Is there any person when you see your mail carrier walk up, do you immediately distrust them? No, you're actually like, hey, man, how's it going? You don't distrust your mail carrier.
No.
I have a funny story.
Okay.
This isn't a funny story, but this is something I've been meaning to do for a long time, but I haven't done.
What, shit in Patrick's yard?
No, I've been always wanting to get my mailman like a gift certificate to something for Christmas, and I've never done it. Because it's the same guy that's been coming around for the last 10 years.
That wasn't defending your life.
And I've never got him anything. And I think this year I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna get him like a gift certificate to something.
To iTunes.
No, like Zupan, so we can go get like dog food if he wants.
Oh, we can get some deli meats.
But I'm thinking iTunes because they always walk around with their iBuds right now. I don't know, be able to listen to some cranky
I wonder if Poop Pants had some iBuds. I bet he doesn't even know what iTunes is.
He's listening to the Journey.
Probably.
Don't stop believing. Oh. Hold on to that feeling.
No, and you know what? He couldn't hold on to that feeling.
Sorry.
And that's why he had to go into the yard. He couldn't hold the feeling. That's what I believe. I think this guy just had to poop and he didn't know what to do.
Fair enough.
I think Durfler is a tattletale douchebag. I vote for him.
All right. We'll put it on our website. Okay. So I got one. Now this is very douchebaggery, but it's iffy because it's mean, but, a 21-year-old man was arrested and charged with battery at AJ's Seafood and Oyster Bar on April 9th. Why, you might ask?
Oysters make people do weird things.
Him and his buddy were sitting in the bar, ogling this girl, eventually had enough drinks to try to break the ice with said lady, go over and to talk to her, and she won't reply to him. She just ignores him.
Return to sender.
What do? You punch her in the face.
Obviously.
From a woman.
The woman had minor bruising and swelling on her chin, according to the report. The man was charged with first-degree misdemeanor for battery. That's a pretty big douchebag. Is that like passive aggressive, where it goes passive and not so aggressive,
and
or very aggressive?
Go ahead.
The things that it didn't tell you about.
Use your hands.
This story was that day he lost his job. His mother told him that he was a mistake,
and the man shot in his yard.
He was a failed abortion.
He was also told by his ex-lover that he was the most unsatisfactory sexual partner she has ever had. And he also found that he lost about $300 on the Packers game. And so this chick that he was ogling, it was the last straw.
What I wanted to point out in the story was that this all happened at 2:20 a.m. So on my watch, that equals bar closing. So what this guy did is he realized that it was his last time to get his fucking nut on. And so he found a girl. He pointed at her. He tried to talk to her. She ignored him. And so he was frustrated because he couldn't get laid. And so he punched her.
And you know, at that time that they put, like at 2:20 when they're closing, they crank the lights up so you can go like, get out while you can, because you're seeing the person that you've been trying to schmooze
for
the last 3 hours.
No, I believe this guy didn't even try until like right then.
I agree with that, but he looked at her and she just was like, dude, I don't really care. And I think he was sitting there going, you're not all fucking chopped liver either. You're not fucking all that hot. And he just punched her.
You're not seafood and oyster, bitch.
Smack. You ain't no scampi.
She decided to go the I'm gonna just ignore this guy route, which was not the right route because it got her punched.
Well, there could have been like weird seafood innuendos before this, like I'm gonna butterfly your shrimp, baby.
Yeah, who knows?
Like,
yeah, because they don't put that in the story, that maybe he's been like doing this to her the whole night, and finally at the end she ignores him and then she gets punched.
She returned like 8 of his amaretto sours because she fucking just hates it.
I wish I had an amaretto sour
asking
right now.
Asking the bartender, can I buy a sex on the beach for that bitch over there eating the scampi? Anyway, so my douchebag of the week is this asshole.
Okay, the one that I have is Cuyahoga Falls mayor is scared of goth kids, piercings. Cuyahoga Falls is all a flutter over a proposed 8 p.m. curfew for anyone under 18. Proponents say the riverfront area has become a meeting ground for the dreadful undesirables. Loitering kids are hanging out under bridges.
Oh, fuck.
And that, friends, calls for drastic action. Mayor Don Robart is particularly worried about a couple of things. Goth kids and piercings.
Son of a bitch.
He also may or may not want you to get off his lawn and turn down your hippity-hop music.
Insane Clown Posse.
Because you know that's what goth kids listen to the most, is the hippity hop.
Right.
Patch reports that the police chief is genuinely concerned for the safety of kids after Akron officers spotted, quote, gangbangers from the inner city. Mayor Robart, on the other hand, thinks that if you shop at Hot Topic, you're a menace to society.
Holy shit.
Enjoy the insanity.
You
were just there today.
Hot Topic. I'm sorry, Jenny. The Hot Topic again?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Enjoy the insanity in the video below.
What we're trying to rid ourselves of are the people that are down there in their gothic garb, with their spiked hair, with their piercings, and it's very, and for those of you who haven't been down on the boardwalk, I would suggest that it is a very intimidating atmosphere for the masses.
So what the fuck are young kids supposed to do if they can't go to bars?
Go to Hot Topic.
Yeah, go to Hot Topic and hit that bridge, under the bridge. Let's meet there, and we're going to fucking show off our spiked hair and our gang banging.
Let's all three of us right now, did you ever, like, under a bridge, quote, have a place to hang out? Yes. was a corner. It was under a bridge. It was wherever the fuck you can because you're a kid.
Right. It was called Burnside.
Right. I have to have somewhere to show off my new fucking piercings.
And that's where you go because all those kids have the new shit. What the? I mean, seriously, Portland's pretty bad at this because I remember being young and not having anywhere to go before you were, you know, in between 18 to 21. You're fucked. You couldn't go see shows right. and
no
stuff.
No skateboarding. No skateboarding. Signs everywhere. No that, skateboarding.
That happens in every town.
It does.
So what the fuck are you supposed to do to these people? I mean, they're people. Give them something to do. Maybe, well, you know what I think they should do? Put mirrors up under the bridge so they can check their shit out. And well, put cameras in there so we can put it on YouTube.
You know where it starts is with the spiking of the hair, and then it graduates to the piercing, and then it gets into the hippity-hop music, and then it gets into the, quote, gang-banging.
Right.
Have you ever paid a homeless person $20 to vacate under the Morrison Bridge? I have.
You were that. You were said homeless guy.
No, I was the PA.
I jerked off while you pooped.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my god! In our tent.
You know what I think? Goth kids are the least of your worries because they're way too depressed to commit any crimes.
They're not committing. What they care about right now is the fact that these people are sitting there going, and they're older, and they're sitting there going, these children are eyesores. We don't want the community that we live in, but. These communities are like friends of your fucking kids, and you'll bitch at them when they come over. You'll be like, "Oh, you here for lasagna dinner?
You like the Xbox?
I will not serve anybody dinner that has a piercing,
or spiked hair,
or a spiked hair, or a hippity hopper.
Is this really what you want to? Isn't there a budget fucking problem?
That's my favorite part is the hippity hopper. Come on,
isn't there a budget problem in Canoga Park or Canoga, whatever the fuck this is? Isn't there a
Canoga Falls?
Isn't there a budget problem or a homeless problem? Something, but no, we got to get rid of the fucking crazy kids under the bridge who just sit there, smoke cigarettes, and say never more.
I bet they have hair that is a different color than brunette.
Well, also,
these
kids are the potential artists that are writing the new books and creating the new art and music and shit.
Fuck that. Cut that out of the education.
No, in 40 years in Canoga Falls, there'll be like this center for this little girl named Sandra who went with at the time she was going fucking by like Shade Night. And she's just sitting there and she's like, I wrote my poetry, and they're going to be like, It's her epic fucking center.
By the way, the poetry that these assholes are writing is...
You mean Shade Night?
Shade Night and all these pricks are writing is gold to parents. I would say to anybody that has a child with spiked hair that's like introverted and wants to like go in the goth realm, save all the poetry, take the pictures of every phase of their life that they're in because, baby, that is gold when they get older.
Blackmail.
It's the best thing in the world.
Because they're gonna get out of law school and they're gonna bring their boyfriend home and they're gonna like, you wanna see
or
some
girlfriend.
Pictures?
Right. It's fodder.
You wanna see some pictures of Shade when she got older? Mom, I told you not to call
me
that anymore.
I told you I'm Sonya now.
And at the same time, she still goes to bowling night with her family.
Right.
But her purple balls got Shade written on it, etched in there.
I'm not saying that I'm any kind of a success, but I'll tell you that Darnell has some good goth father to show BT about what I fucking lived.
And does that embarrass you?
Hell no.
It doesn't? I know you're not embarrassed, but don't you look at yourself and go, what the fuck was I thinking?
Not really, honestly.
You're a stronger person.
I feel the same way as Jenny. I went through weird ass phases and stuff, and I mean,
yeah,
I have horrible tattoos
gypsy.
Right now that I'm leaving on my body because they represent how dumb I was at the time.
Absolutely. And good for you. You know, why not?
Everybody goes through phases, and everybody's too young to know where the fuck to go or know what they like, and everybody develops at a different rate. Fucking
don't
hang out under the goddamn bridge and fuck you to the man that
where
says
else,
you can't do it.
Where else are they supposed to hang out?
They should go to this asshole's house.
At the Walmart?
They right. should. Because that's all they
I
got
agree.
In Chattanooga Falls.
So I'm going to propose, Jenny, that the douchebag is the people that are saying that these kids can't do it.
I agree.
It's the kids.
I fucking totally agree.
It's the piercer.
Do you want to recap on what our contestants
I
are?
I would love to. I like contestants.
I do too.
The contestants for this week's douchebag are Mailman Poops. Then we have, for the second story, we have two. It's Lonely Drew. Oh, wait. Sorry. The first one we have two: Mailman Poops and also Durfler Tattletales on the pooping.
Durfler.
Actually,
it should be a douchebag just because of his stupid name.
Durfler.
Right? It's a biohazard.
Are you seriously? You fuck Durfler? That's something you would hear in high school.
Durfler's a biohazard too, you cunt. Fuck
seriously,
you.
Did you see that guy? He's talking out the side of his mouth. The second one is Lonely Drunk Punches Woman Who Won't Give Him the Time of Day. And third is Goth Kids Are Bringing Down Cuyahoga Falls.
They're going to bring it down.
And those are your douchebags for episode 91 of The Hideous Creature Show. And you can go to our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, and vote for who you think is the douchebag of the week for episode 91 of The Hideous Creature Show.
We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin'. So we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents.
Patrick, I was wondering if we could close out our movie Madness, please.
We can close out our movie Madness.
Because I still don't know what it
is. Either.
Like, Patrick seemed to think that this movie we were going to be like boing and we would get it, but not so much.
I know. Patrick said it was, he referred it to us as a softball.
A softball. I'm glad you brought that up. We were on the porch during one of our think tank sessions, and he said, this one's a softball. And I was like, what is it, a softball movie? Because that's how dumb I am.
It's Bad News Bears.
God, yeah. I should have guessed that.
Walter Matthau.
Is Walter Matthau in it?
He plays all the, it's Sidney Poitier playing everybody.
So what do you think that story was about?
Doesn't the bear symbolize the Old South and the new dog, the encroaching industrialization of the North?
Duh. But the question is, should the bear feel relief or sadness at the passing of the Old South?
Well, how about both?
Oh, I get it. Moral ambiguity, the hallmark of all early 20th century American fiction. Great analysis, Walker. Thank you.
I know what it is.
Oh, shit.
I know what it is.
Okay.
I've got it. I
don't know.
Oh
yet.
My God, Patrick. Good choice of clips because none of these have anything to do with the movie. Holy shit.
You got it?
I got it.
Tyler,
you got it?
Jesus. I got it. Holy crap. Kudos to you, my brother, because I thought this was some kind of Deliverance style movie.
I still have no fucking idea. All I keep thinking about is that kid from Sling Blade for some stupid
right,
reason.
Exactly.
I keep fucking rubber banding
exactly
to that guy.
That's exactly what was... June, that's so funny, because that's that kid from Sling Blade is exactly what was in my head the whole time that any of these kids were talking.
And every time he's talking, all I want is fucking French fry potatoes.
Also, I had no idea that Jack McBrayer was in this movie. I think I need to watch it again.
I forgot about it. Here's another one for you, June.
You fucking...
Get some festival on now.
I don't care! I'm having a baby!
105 miles an hour! You believe that?
I still don't know it.
Give him another.
We're American because you're in America, okay? Greatest country on the planet.
You know who that is?
Well, what have you given the world apart from George Bush, Cheerios, and the Fire Master?
Chinese food?
Chinese food. That's from China.
Pizza?
Italy.
Chimichanga?
Got it.
Mexican?
Really, smarty pants, what did French land give us?
We invented democracy, existentialism, and the blowjob.
Those are three pretty good things.
Hey.
Well, that last one's pretty cool.
And so I saw Neuf. You know the 69 with the head near the that bit? We came up with it.
We created the missionary position. You're welcome.
So you know who I thought Danny McBride was?
Who? You thought it was John C. Reilly?
Yes, I thought John C. Reilly was Danny McBride.
I got it.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally. Is there another one?
I love Patrick said it's a softball and it took us that long
to get it.
It was.
It was those fucking freaky ass kids. Threw me off.
And during the movie, those kids were my favorite part of the film.
They were so good.
Patrick, can we get another one for maybe a listener that doesn't know yet?
Hey, shake and bake, gal. Woo!
Shake and bake!
Let's reveal. Jenny, you got it before I did. You reveal.
Talladega Nights, the tale of Rick and Bobby.
Mr. Bobby, there's no smoking in here.
Oh, it's all right, darling. I'm a volunteer fireman.
Okay, so rewind. Yep. What, the clip that you played of the black gentleman, was it really the guy from The Green Mile? Was June right
on
that?
Michael,
it really
was
Michael
Clark. Clark.
I have a gift,
he
Jenny.
He was one of his pit crews. And that clip
He was a pit crew.
And I think that clip was taken like at like the credits. It was all the scenes they didn't use.
Right.
Because they started laughing.
Because I didn't remember. That threw me off completely with that guy. I wouldn't have thought Talladega Nights for that guy.
Right. And that's why I actually thought that was going to be a giveaway.
Kudos, Patrick.
Great movie. Go. Good movie.
Fun story. Fun American story.
I wonder, Kenny probably got it in like one clip.
And John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell are together are really just so magnificent all the time.
Step Brothers is the best.
So anyway, we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. You can contact us via our website at hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us at hideouscreatureshow.gmail.com. Also, if you want to just chitter-chatter with us, you can find us on Facebook at...
I like that.
I was waiting for you guys to comment on it.
I like that.
You can find us on the Facebooks. With the Hideous Creature Show podcast.
Jenny says it so sexily like that, and I say it so stupidly. God, no.
You can give us a call anytime, day or night, drunk or sober, happy or sad, and leave us a message at 503-928-7751 on our hotline. And
can
please
do
it.
Can I say no one's called us in a really long time?
No, we get tons of calls.
Just aren't good?
No, you guys never, you don't give a shit. You both of you guys don't care.
I don't call. I'm talking about listeners.
Oh.
I want listener call. I'm saying we.
No, I'm saying you haven't listened to the calls. There's a bunch on here. You can listen to the show via our website.
Now I'm in trouble.
Podcast Alley, Zune, and iTunes. If you use iTunes, I would like... please for you guys to go on there and give us a 5-star rating and leave us a review. It'll help us go up in the ratings and give us a little bit more exposure. I'm sorry, that was kind of a dig.
No, June, that's fine. I just was hoping to like rouse up our listeners, but apparently they're already roused. I'm just not in the know.
If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by buying a t-shirt. And thank you everybody for buying t-shirts. I know I put on our website that we only had one more. We're out of largest, but we actually have one more large t-shirt for a lucky listener that would like to buy one. The best way to support the show is by spreading the word. Tell a friend, tell a loved one, tell a almost deceased family member. Maybe you'd like to listen to what a podcast is.
Put some headphones on your cat.
Special thanks this week goes out to Johnny Fucker for letting us use his computer again. And I'd like to thank Tyler Thrasher for sitting in on the show.
Thank
T-Bone!
You, Tyler. Thank you.
Also like to thank everybody that's gone on Facebook and left us little messages. That's always nice. Did you check those, Jenny?
Yes, I did. I have access to that at my house.
Oh, my God. I got to leave as soon as the show is done.
Kenny, you know what I'm talking about with this motherfucker. You know what I'm talking
Jenny,
about.
Jenny, I'm fucking with you. The intro of the show was Gary's Mattresses via our good friend Colorado. Oh, that
Pete
was Pete Moss.
That was
right.
Pete Moss.
Thank you, Pete
and
Moss.
I think the tagline was the most racist commercial ever. If he didn't catch that, he's pretending to be, I think you probably got it.
The outro to the show is, again, going to be Guided by Voices because I'm kind of on a Guided by Voices.
Yeah, you are.
We're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until
everyone.
Until then, everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
When you motor away down the icy streets, you can't lie to yourself. That's the chance of a lifetime. You can be anyone they told you to. Time will come when you add up the numbers, and then the time will come.
Creature Show.
Yeah, it goes in the Jaeger hole. 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 Yeah, it goes in the Jaeger hole.